Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Were we doing a better job in the United States of keeping mentally ill people safe themselves and safe from society if they were dangerous 20, 30, 40 years ago before state hospitals were shut down? In the Reagan administration, because that to me, I mean, there was good ones and there was bad ones. And people can make arguments both ways of some were horrifically inhumane, which they were. And there's documents of that. And there's plenty that were very lovely places and did a great job. It seems the argument's always, oh, those are horrible places. And when you see what's left of them, Waverly Hills, that's the one that comes to mind. But there's tons of them out there that still exist that are just standing and they're old relics of a time gone by. Why is it so difficult, or why would we not want to bring those sort of facilities back into play in a modern way? I can imagine we would be able to regulate them a hell of a lot better than we used to. So we don't have those gothic, scary, bad facilities where people are being treated in very inhumane ways, but do it right. Do it right this time. Why? Why don't we do it? We have an example of one time in history when we did, which is not all that long ago, and that really did keep a lot of them, you know, off the streets, off of being alone by themselves. I can guarantee in almost any community you go into, if there is a closed down former state hospital, and many areas have them, and if you trace it back a little bit, the area surrounding that hospital does have a lot of individuals living by themselves with mental illness. They're coming in and coming and going. I lived near one in Wausau, Wisconsin years ago. And I asked, like, what's going on over here? Why is this area like this? Oh, the state hospital was over there. And then when they shut down, if nobody was there, no family to take these people, which many times families just shunned them because they didn't want to deal with it, then they're off on their own. Why can't we go back to something where we can humanely treat these people and help them? Because some of these problems, they're beyond their control, and it's not even their fault that they have them.
No, it's not their fault. It's not a disease that anybody would wish upon themselves or anyone else. It's a horrible illness. And you're right. You're completely right. And I have been you know, talking about this for decades. It's compassionate. It's what we need to do. I had an aunt with schizophrenia and she had 13 children and it was just a nightmare and bounced around from relative to relative. No one could understand how to help her and nobody got her on medication. And so it's very close to my heart. And we need to come together. And I think exactly what you're saying, this is the message we need to get out there, that it is not compassionate to throw these people out into the cold, eating out of garbage cans when they can do that. And then when they get some money going in and buying a semi-automatic weapon, mm-hmm. you know, to take out the delusions that they're having, you yeah. know, which means people at a bowling alley or a restaurant or a bar. This is not humane. It's not humane. And there are people that very much come from the position of, oh, but it's, you know, freedom and personal rights and people have the right to eat out of garbage cans if they want to. They don't understand that these folks, these poor folks, are not making rational choices. It's sad.
Who would ever say it's a right to eat out of a garbage? You know, sure, you have a right. I have a right. You have a right. There, we go to the dumpster behind the Cracker Barrel right now and have a delicious meal, I'm sure, or not. But
I have been told that exact line. Yeah.
Wow. But it's one of those things where nobody wants to do something like that. Nobody mm-hmm. wants to be in that sort of position. And we seem to really put a gray area on the word rights. There's rights and there's being humane to people.
Exactly.
And just to say you have the right to do something doesn't mean that they can do something.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. They can't. They're not capable of acting in these rational ways that the rest of us can think, well, just go do that, go do this. They can't. It's not even an option.
No.
Why did we shut those down all those years ago?
I think from exactly what you identified, that there were abuses in the system. Mm-hmm. They were not well regulated. You know, there was a lot of, you know, undercover exposés done about the snake pit kind of environments. And this plan, the original plan, was that they would close down these large institutions and people would then be channeled into local, smaller, county-funded community mental health programs where they would have residential treatment in small, you know, family kind of environments with trained staff that were there. Way back in the 80s, I worked in programs like that. There are a few of them. The problem is this was a plan that there was no money for, mm-hmm. and it was never funded. And the counties are simply unable, it's expensive to run programs like this. And so even though we do have a system of county mental health departments, they're swamped, they're overwhelmed, they're understaffed, and there's no way they can create housing and the kind of resources that would take care of the millions of people who need it. So I think the government is really good about passing laws that mandate things, but there's no funding to make it happen. And so it just doesn't happen. So there was a plan, wasn't a bad plan, except nobody sat down and said, who's going to pay for this? And how is this practically going to work?
Yeah, it just makes absolutely no sense at all. I mean, if you were to try and suggest a solution to it, would it be down the road of what I was just talking about, having the state hospitals come back in a modern way? But you obviously have more insight on this than I do. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think if we could beef up the county services for people who are not dangerous and can be supervised out in the community, I think adding more group homes, I think, you know, called residential treatment community homes, I think that would be fine for some people. But they all need a case manager. They need to be treated with the right medication that's going to diminish their symptoms and keep them from becoming dangerous. But there are folks who are just really severely ill, and they may not be able to be managed and taken care of in that kind of setting. And there's no reason we can't have compassionate state hospitals. There's no reason we can't. We know how to do that.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.